This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Poggenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing of Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobin Otten. The first Saturday of June.
It's here.
It's beautiful.
Here.
And that means?
Less than 12 weeks from Football Friday.
That was yesterday. That was yesterday. Next week is Irish Day.
Yes. Chili Dome time.
We'll be
broadcasting live and direct from the Jim Whalen Chili Dome.
Always fun.
At Irish Days. Always fun. One of my favorite times, favorite events on Sports Saturday, to go to the Chili Dome.
The last couple years by this point, it's been like 100 degrees.
Yeah.
Don't think it'll be that this year.
Maybe not.
Perhaps more
if
comfortable.
If anything can bring out heat, Irish Days can.
And the chili.
And the chili.
I would imagine the chili, I don't know who hopes for cool weather more in the chili competition, the chili cookers or the chili tasters?
I don't know. Tobin, you've been a taster before, haven't you? Does the weather play a factor in that sort of stuff?
It can. I mean, normally, like when I've judged like the Rib Fest and that, we're in an air-conditioned building. So, I mean, that really
Are ribs, though. We're talking about chili summer.
I have a question.
I've never been a taster for
I thought you had been.
No.
It was a Rib Fest taster.
It was Rib Fest.
So after you taste a type of chili, do you have to rinse your mouth to get rid of the...
I would think you have to clean your palate. I would think
clean the palate, right?
There are ways.
We're going to have to talk to...
That would be a good question to ask.
How do you do
next
this?
Week?
Yeah, what's the process?
Well, it's a beverage called soda. It's a beverage called water, and then you have beer.
Adult beverage.
But see, like when you're tasting wine, you don't actually swallow it, they say. You have to spit it out, which seems criminal.
Huh?
I never did that.
Yeah,
really?
I haven't either. But yeah, I think officially, like if you're tasting wine, you're supposed to like, you know, swish it around or whatever, get the scent, and then
like
actually spit it out.
Competitive tasting?
I think so.
So you treat it like mouthwash?
I guess so, yeah.
Basically.
A very expensive...
Wow.
Mouthwash.
And I'm almost convinced, but they probably give the judges a break so that way they can go to the rest and then take a drink of water or whatever to rinse their mouth out.
Hmm.
I like how you stopped yourself there from saying going to the restroom.
No.
It's like, well, I've just tasted 12 types of chili.
Oh, he's fine. Sure, he'll be fine.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. We got Pepto on hand.
But I'm sure they probably give the judges a break so that way they can.
Sure.
Probably so, but it's always amazing. I think they have more and more entries every single year.
Yeah.
Well, when they had the 100-year anniversary of Irish Days, they had a huge, you know,
they
were way outside the tent and everything else. But they're pretty consistently. The tent's full and maybe a couple outside the tent every year. So.
You know, Tim, I know some people who know some people. I could probably get you to be a judge at the Chili Dome if you want.
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
He has broadcasting duties that day.
My palate's not refined enough to be a taster of anything. I'm smell blind, Tobin.
I forgot about that. Yes.
My opinion on taste means nothing.
That's true.
Less than nothing.
I forgot about that.
Yes, you are smell blind.
I am smell blind. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. Hereditary.
Really?
Yeah. My dad's smell blind. My grandpa was smell blind.
Hmm.
Think like an uncle somewhere down the line was smell blind.
That gene genetic thing, huh?
It's real.
Okay.
It's real.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Well, anyway, we're going to be at the Chili Dome next week. Normal time, 9:05 on FM 106, and we always look forward to that. So.
And by next week, the only IHSA activities left, I believe, will be big school baseball and softball.
That should pretty much do it, yeah. And then the summer will be over. The school season will be officially over, at least for athletic competition, and then the summertime rolls on. Everybody gets caught up in their rest or gets involved in traveling teams or, you know, TJ, what's that?
Unofficial football/basketball practices going on.
Well,
there you go.
I saw TJ Wilson out at the park in Raymond. His son was playing baseball the other night, and he says, we got work to do in basketball. I said, you're probably in the same boat as every coach. We got work to do.
So. Always work to do.
Always work to do. That
Coach Lofke used to always say, only one guy's perfect.
That's right.
He's upstairs.
And there's an old saying that basketball players are made in the summer, not in the winter.
Oh, that's exactly right.
And that is so, so true.
And of course, that's been one of the challenges, I think, for high school coaches, whether you're coaching football or basketball, getting the kid to play your sport in the summer. You know, because football coaches got the things they want to do. Basketball coaches got the things they want to do. Then you got summer baseball. There's a lot to do.
And that's more a problem with the smaller communities and the smaller schools. The larger schools where kids tend to be a little more sports-specific, probably not as much of a problem. But when you have to do a little bit of everything in these small schools, it does become quite the challenge. And parents are always gone. Kids are always gone. And it's sometimes you just need to, I think, take a breather. But then you get bored after a day or two, and you're going, gosh, I wish we could do something.
A lot of folks in Pleasant Plains are gone today.
Oh, man.
They have headed north. Plains will play for the state baseball championship for the second consecutive season.
Plains beat Freeburg yesterday in the semifinal in the 2A competition. 5-2 was the final there. They will take on Byron. Byron was a 6-2 winner over Westmont. In the 1A, Bluford Weber beat New Athens, a team we saw go through the Carlinville sectional. Bluford Weber, a 5-4 winner in 10 innings, and they will take on Illinois Lutheran out of Crete for the 1A title today. In 3A baseball, sectional championships to be determined today at Triad, Salem, and Muskoda. At SHG in Springfield, Sacred Heart Griffin takes on Normal U. And, of course, Edwardsville playing for a sectional championship. They're taking on Moline at Illinois Wesleyan in 4A. Softball winners yesterday, Altamont. The Indians from Altamont beat West Prairie 3-1 in the 1A semi, and Campbell Hill Trico beat Amboy 6-1. So Altamont and Campbell Hill go at it in the 1A title game. Rock Island Alamon and the Shoes from T-Town in the 2A championship game. Alamon beat Monticello 5-7. T-Town beat Beecher 6-5. And in 3A girls softball at Centralia today, Centralia takes on Columbia for the sectional title game. At Lincoln, it's Mattoon and Glenwood. And at O'Fallon in 4A girls softball, Edwardsville and Normal Community for the sectional title there. Glenwood lost in the state semi in 2A soccer yesterday, 2-0 to Lake Forest. So Glenwood will play for third place against Hinsdale South at 11 this morning.
Could you imagine if the T-Town folks showed up to a ball diamond the same way they show up to a basketball gym?
Well, they come out in force.
They do.
Yeah, yeah. They draw well.
I just can't picture the student section of T-Town at a ball game.
That would be nuts. They will have their wigs and they will be painted and they will, That's
good stuff.
That's good stuff. That's, you know, the shoes. The wooden shoes.
That's right. Yes. We do need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday, but Terry, when we come back, we're going to talk with Travis Accord.
Yeah, Travis Accord, who is involved with the Driving for the Upside of Downs Golf Scramble. This is the fourth year that he's put this together. It's become quite an event at Timber Lakes. And they raise an awful lot of money to help the St. Louis Down Syndrome Association and other associated things. And we'll see how things are going this morning. That's getting underway. The tee time is 11 this morning. And, of course, we'll talk a little bit about the exhibition from the Smithsonian, which is on display at the Bottomley Roughing Shock Baseball Museum for the next 6 weeks. So we'll do that after the break.
Game Zone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. Game Zone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. Game Zone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:14, let's take a look at the weather forecast, brought to you this time by Parrott's Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Becoming cloudy for today, occasional showers likely. We'll have a high in the low 80s. Cloudy skies with showers likely for tonight. Expect a low tonight of around 60 degrees. For tomorrow, becoming sunny, expect a high of around 80. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. It will have partly cloudy skies. Chance for rain on Monday through Wednesday. Highs will be in the upper 70s. The lows will be in the mid 60s. And at 9:14, we have a temperature reading of 75 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a minute.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
June is National Dairy Month, a perfect time to enjoy the benefits of milk and milk products. Check out the selection of farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products in your grocer's dairy case. High-quality milk, butter, half and half, cottage cheese, and yogurt. Milk and other dairy products provide about 75% of needed calcium, along with protein, vitamins, and other minerals. And if you're dieting, many of Prairie Farms products are also available in low-fat and non-fat varieties. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
And at 9:15, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Terry Tote, Tim Mize, and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobin Hott. Cardinal baseball coming up for you this morning inside of 2 hours from Canada, live at 11:10 this morning on WSMI AM 1540. And I thought perhaps maybe a trip to Canada was what the Cardinals needed, because they couldn't play good baseball in America. So they get up to Canada. They score a run in the first inning. Yeah, then they thought, well, we got our run out of the way. And then lost 3-1.
Well, it's the fact of the matter is, if you don't score 5 or 6 runs, you really don't have much of a chance.
That's right.
And in Major League Baseball, when a pitcher, when nobody's hitting, it's contagious. And when you can't get timely hitting, you end up stranding a dozen people or whatever. Cardinals end up stranding, and you just look flat and you look out of whack.
But the difference is, this Toronto team is not the Montreal Expos. They're pretty good this year.
Well, the Expos used to be good.
Montreal used to be real good.
Yeah, but Toronto's good.
Yeah, they're good.
They
got a good record. The Cardinals, though, they're singles hitters now.
So, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It takes 4 hits to score a run.
Yeah, that's...
They're making everybody, every pitcher they face look like Cy Young. I mean, that's all. That's
bottom line.
They're making some bad pitchers look really good.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, Matt Carpenter's the only one who appears to be hitting well right now. I think Craig is coming around a bit, but...
He's starting to slow back down.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a nice hot streak going there, but now he's really going back to his singles ways.
Yeah, when the middle of your order doesn't hit for power, it's hard to score runs.
Well, and that's why they have a general manager named John Mozeliak, and who knows? He's got some pieces he can wheel and deal with. And the baseball team you see today may not be the baseball team you see in August.
Baseball is such a fickle game, too.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We talked about this before the baseball season started, mm-hmm. and how with all the prognosticators predicting how great the Cardinals are going to be. We said, it seems to happen every year. The team that, at the start of spring training, that everyone says is just going to run away with it, does exactly what the Cardinals are doing.
Yeah. It's
500 club.
500
They got 100 games left.
You do have some personnel changes. You have some, you know, but that's every team. Every team has.
And every
agents.
Year. That's
not unusual. So it's just a matter of getting your act together. When the pitching is great, there's no hitting, and on the rare occasions that the hitting is good, the bullpen tends to falter. So,
yeah, that's kind of one of the, I don't want to say quieter bad things that's going on right now, but the bullpen, because the offense is performing so bad, nobody's really talking about how unreliable the bullpen has become all of a sudden. And you got Pat Neshek, who can get people out. Outside of that,
well, when you treat
Sam
every
Freeman.
Game for the first month and a half like it's the seventh game of the World Series when you're the manager, that's what happens. They get worn out.
I think we have Travis Acord on the line with us. Travis, good morning, sir.
How we doing, guys?
Doing just great. And it looks like you've got a pretty good start to the day for your driving for the Upside of Downs Golf Scramble. Registration is getting underway just about now, and I guess tee-off time is what, 11 this morning?
Yes, sir. It's looking great out here.
All right, that's good to know. Did you actually sell out all the slots?
I got 2 openings left, but that's all right. We got a good group of people coming.
Travis, of course, this event raises money for the St. Louis Down Syndrome Association, but not only do the golfers contribute to this, people who are not golfing have an opportunity to come by and do their part as well.
Sure, we're having a golf clinic. It starts at 10 a.m., for all special needs kids and adults, and it ranges from the ages of 7 to 75. So you can stop by and help out at the clinic. It lasts for about 3 hours, and I even throw a lunch in there for free.
And that's probably unique to any sort of event like this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's good because we have people coming off special needs homes from all over Central Illinois come and participate. I think we have about 8 different homes coming, and brings a little more meaning to the golf tournament.
Sure does. Travis, when you started this thing, did you think it would ever grow to this proportion? I mean, this has become a pretty big deal now, hasn't it?
It is. This year will gross over 200,000 total in 4 years.
Wow. That's amazing. Tell us a little bit about the St. Louis Down Syndrome Association, what it does and how it can help people.
You know, what it does is expecting parents that are having kids with Down syndrome, a lot of doctors, offices, or such like that, they kind of push people to maybe abort the pregnancy or give that option, and they help educate parents that are having children with Down syndrome, or even if you have a child with Down syndrome, just give you a little glimpse of actually how great kids they are.
And, of course, you can make your decision from there, but at least they give you the option and some additional information that you may not have gotten before. So they certainly do their job. And this association helps so many different other smaller organizations with the special needs.
Sure, absolutely. We also give half of our profits that we make to the MCDD in Carlinville. And, you know, helping people out. Instead of looking at the disability, we try to find the ability and everything.
Isn't that great? That's terrific.
Yep.
Travis, thanks for joining us. Have a great day, my friend, and let's hope the weather holds off and you get everybody 18 holes and you end up going beyond your wildest dreams as far as what you're trying to raise your total here for today. So good luck to you, sir.
You bet. And if anybody wants to stop by and can't golf, we have some unbelievable items on our silent auction.
Well, did you get some more Cardinal stuff you were talking the other day about?
We donated a box for us that'll seat 20. That's got a value of about $2,500.
Wow.
We got some great pitchers from Jack Nicklaus to Stan the Man, Ozzie Smith, Dick Butkus. We got some really good stuff this year on our silent auction.
All right, that's Timber Lakes Golf Course. You better get there and have some fun and help.
Thanks, guys.
Help a great cause. Travis Acord, thank you, sir.
You bet. Have a great day.
Take care, Travis.
Silent auctions have gotten so good over the years.
I tell you.
It used to be like a Cracker Jack box, you know, with the prize you would get, but man, not anymore.
Well, and again, the generosity of the people in our listening area and the businesses, and Travis has connections all around the country, so he really is able to pull in some great silent auction items. So that's kind of neat.
Yeah, very neat.
And that's turned into a huge event at Timber Lakes every year. So
there is a chunk of rain in Missouri. Hopefully it won't make it.
How is it moving very much, Tim? You've been kind of looking at it there for a while.
Yeah, well, I didn't have it in motion.
Oh, okay.
I know one thing. If the crops needed the rain, it wouldn't make it across the river. So maybe the same principle will take hold here. And that's just a fact.
Well, it does seem to work that way, doesn't it, sometimes? So, areas get a lot of rain.
At least around here.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to go back and actually do a hydrology study about the effects of the river on like the Mississippi and the Illinois River and the effect of the weather patterns.
I mean, it has some sort of effects. I mean,
seems like it does.
There's been plenty of storms that are just moving along and hit that river and go away. So
I don't know.
But what do I know about it? I'm not Dave Murray. Dave knows, I guarantee you that.
There's only one Dave Murray.
That's right.
Don't mess with Dave.
And Dave called for a hot, hot, hot summer.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Hot and dry or hot and wet?
I think hot and dry.
Because
he always has those two forecasts. One's the winter outlook, where about snow and all that, and then the summer outlook. And he just recently gave the summer
outlook. Well, we're in part of a big warming trend right now, and the cooling trend begins about September. So
that's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. So it'll start next week for Irish Days.
Should.
Right on
right
cue. You know, from Irish Days through September.
You know,
Football Friday.
The thing about Irish Days I always remember is when they get ready to have the parade, the oil's kind of coming through the roads, you know, and the marching band is stepping in oil and stuff. And, that's just kind of one of those memories.
That was the first remote I ever did for the radio station was at Irish
Days. Was it Irish Days?
Had a deep-fried Twinkie.
Did you really? Yeah. Must have been with Toby.
I think it was with Tobin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Same difference.
Because we challenged each other on the giant slide.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, it's the slide race.
Okay.
Pretty sure I won.
A guy by the name of Brad McVeigh was producing us.
Oh. Right, yeah. So, you know, they have their queen contest, and they have their beer tent and the music all three nights and mm-hmm. hillbilly golf. And, of course, we're going to be at the Chili Dome where the very beginning of the chili cook-off contest.
It's just a good old-fashioned party. It is.
You know.
You forgot the big one, the breast cancer fun run in the wall.
Oh, yeah, that takes place early on Saturday, next Saturday morning, and that has been hugely successful. Mm-hmm. My gosh, the numbers of participants in that is just crazy, crazy large. So that's always a good turnout. Yeah. It's a good celebration.
Very good celebration.
To me, being a Lincolnwood kid, that was always the beginning of summer. Irish Sticks.
Hillsborough just got out of school last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Summer's going to be fast this year. It's like Mike Shannon would say, like, if you played a 12-inning game on Friday night, you got the day game, sleep fast, boys.
That's right.
It's like school will be starting before you know it.
Well, yeah, it will. Now that most schools start about, April or August 15th,
something
right?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Those snow days are great until it's June 6th.
You actually have to use the darn thing.
Class?
Yeah, one thing,
the decision to use the snow days were very wise this winter, because this was a terrible, terrible winter.
One thing we got to mention, if you go into Black Diamond Days this weekend or Irish Days next weekend, go have fun, but be safe.
Well, sure. Absolutely be safe.
They're out and about and roadside safety checks. You never know when those are going to pop up, and just go out and have fun, but be safe.
Thanks, Deputy Ott.
You got it.
Did he get a kickback? Isn't that payola?
Is that a little ranger hat?
Little badge.
Deputy.
Kind of like
You got the cop haircut working right now.
Kind of like Ben Stiller in the Night at the Museum movie. Yeah. Walking around the Billy Club or what? Or the flashlight. That's what it was. Yeah. The flashlight.
We can't give Tobin the Billy Club. Let's be honest. Yeah. Flashlight maybe. Billy Club. No.
Wasn't it the flashlight?
Yeah, I think he had a flashlight.
He had a flashlight.
Okay. Jerry, you mentioned before we took our first break about the great exhibit at the BRS Museum in Nokomish. You've had a chance to see it, and from what you've told me, spectacular.
Oh, it is absolutely spectacular. And the neat thing about it is this is really the only museum that it's going to be set up in. Everything else has been like a train depot that's been remodeled, which is what Mattoon had, maybe a library or something else. But this is an actual museum, a baseball museum. And the exhibit itself, which is part of the Smithsonian Institute.
The real one.
And when you walk in the door, it looks like you're in a huge museum with these tall displays and with interactive displays. It's really a neat thing. It kind of gives you goosebumps when you first walk in, and I think any sports fan will enjoy, no matter what your favorite sport is, you will enjoy it, because there's all sorts of sports represented there.
What you just said there, Terry, gives you goosebumps when you walk in. That's good, because when I walked into the Smithsonian's in D.C., that was the sensation that I got. So it must have that feel to it.
I walked up to the trophy case, and they have the state championship trophies from the Nokomis girls. They're two, the Hillsborough girls, the Taylorville team that went 45-0, the Hillsborough team from 1914, 100 years ago, the Lincolnwood base. You sit there and you stand there in your front of all these trophies. You see the rosters, and you remember, and it does. It just, you get goosebumps.
When you
just
see so much history in so such much, a small, confined space.
And the neat thing about me was I got to experience a lot of this stuff, with Nokomis girls, Hillsborough, Lincolnwood baseball. And those are only the teams that won the state championships. We've had terrific teams over the years, the Staunton Bulldogs. They've basically combined it to Montgomery County and nearby Payne and Shelbyville, because those two schools tend to come this direction for regional play.
You got to draw the line somewhere.
Well, you got to draw the line somewhere. And, of course, they're going to have tonight, kind of kicks off everything for a 6-week run of this display at the Bottomley Roughing Shock Baseball Museum. It'll run through July 20th, special hours at the museum. We're going to have a night of champions where we're going to bring together championship teams and have representatives and coaches of those teams talk about what it meant to their community. I've got a list of questions we're going to fire at them, and it's basically going to be their story. It's as I was telling you, Tim, I was sitting there writing on my computer and everything, and I printed out a sample of what I'd written, and it was just way too long. Oh my God, this is So I just basically started from scratch. I said, "Keep it simple, stupid kids principle." So hopefully it'll be an entertaining night, and we hope to have a good turnout at the Nokomis High School gym, 7 o'clock tonight. But the museum is going to be having this display for 6 weeks, and then on Sunday the 29th of
That's May.
June. I think it's Sunday the 29th, isn't it, June?
Yes, last Sunday of June.
We're going to have a media roundtable where we're going to have various members of the media, including somebody from the Sun-Times of Chicago. We're going to be doing this and then recording this for, I guess, prosperity's sake and making it part of the exhibit. So talking about what it means to local communities, small communities. Are the you know, it means a lot to a lot of people.
Well, and it's very well timed that this exhibit is at the museum now because mm-hmm. we're really just coming off, Terry, one of the best high school sporting yes. seasons we've had in the WSMI area for a while. I mean, top to bottom,
yeah.
football all the way through baseball and softball. What a year it was.
And some people, I've heard comments, well, we didn't have a very good year. I thought, well, I think sports, in many cases, every sport was up, but all teams were up. And so they knocked off each other. So, you have to kind of take a step back and readjust your perspective from time to time. But I think what we should do is spend a few minutes and kind of recount some of the highlights of this past school year since the school year is winding down and has really wound down for everybody around here now. So
Except
Pleasant Plains, which, when you get an opportunity to play into the first weekend of June, that's always great if you're a baseball or softball team.
Of course, Gillespie was just a base hit away from knocking them off in the sectional.
Yeah, that, you look back at that ball game and you're going,
talk to Jeremy after the game.
Yeah.
Had our chances.
Yeah.
Had our chances, and they did.
They did.
They did. Just couldn't. That's what baseball comes down to. Not how many hits you get, when do you get them. And that day, unfortunately for the Miners, they could not get the timely base hit.
Yeah. Well, what about for Nokomis against New Athens? New Athens against, state and almost had their chances
again. They had chances, and that timely hitting is just one of those things. It's you can have the same personnel doing the same type of game, and one game they'll get a hit, the next game they won't. It's baseball is the goofiest sport when you try to do any predicting on. It's just because so much is based on so many factors you cannot control. Your pitcher, what is is he on today? The strike zone, big, small, inside corner, outside corner, or Mack truck zone like mine. There's so many variables: wind, rain, all that sort of stuff.
You mentioned variables. A play, probably the play that really stands out to me in the football season, not the one you think I'm going to say, but the Carlinville Auburn game at the end of the first half. Big old wind coming in to the face of Barry Stewart. They tried, I think, about a 50-yard field goal. He didn't catch it cleanly. Came down at the 2. Last play of the half, Auburn runs it back for a touchdown, completely turned the momentum of that ball game. And then, of course, the next week, Auburn got the big play scenario flipped right back on them when Bruin and Sitko hooked up. Those are the two football plays that stand out to me.
Yeah,
it was 2 weeks later.
2 weeks, 2 weeks later. Yeah, you're right.
So. Staunton had Gillespie in between.
Yep. And the football season was really interesting because Staunton got off to a great start, had some injury problems, got hot at the right time.
That was
got Jake back, Jake Bruin, and things really changed. And as much as Jake helped the offense, I think defensively was where he really made his mark. And of course, Staunton went all the way to the state championship game to finish second. But there were so many good football teams in the area this year. It was just the good teams having to battle with the other good teams and knocking each other off. It was terrific.
Well, like you mentioned earlier, to me, that is what made it such a good year in the South Central Conference specifically. It's always good at the top with Greenville and Carlinville. Always good. But the depth of the league this year was outstanding. Even you saw Roxana, when they were a winless club or maybe a one-win club, beat Staunton late in the year.
Yeah.
And then after that, Staunton took off. So, every single week in the South Central for the football season, it was a battle.
It was a battle. And if you go a little bit further to the North in the Sangamo Conference, same thing there, where North Mac competes, with Pleasant Plains and Auburn and, those guys.
Williamsville.
Those guys, it's just a brutal conference.
It is.
And they, too, had a great season.
And how can we forget the crazy 71-70 final between Greenville and what was it, Mount Carmel?
Mount Carmel,
That was the 10-second shot clock.
Greenville
going there,
down 70-49, I think it was.
Something like
that. Go for two in the win.
Yeah.
Well, I remember we asked Hutch, I think the next week on the sports show, how tough was that call? Easiest call I've ever made. You know, when you think about it, it is.
Yeah,
because, you're going to put the ball in the hands of your All-State quarterback and let's get it done
right now. That's right.
We're done playing.
That's right.
We're getting on the bus one way or the other. Yes. Win or lose, we're going home after this play.
We're going home. So, yes, very interesting call.
Yeah. Hey.
But it worked out.
But and that's why you want to be a head coach.
Sure.
You don't have 10 minutes to make that decision.
No.
You know, you got about 10 seconds to process all the variables and make the call. And he did.
And he did. He did. He did.
And I would. It will be so great to see the Greenville Comets get a chance to play for the state championship. They've been so close so many years. You know, they're in the Final Four seemingly every single year, but that, you know, that's been that last hurdle that they can't quite climb. They're going to get there eventually.
You knock on the door enough.
Yeah, eventually you'll knock it down.
You like their chances. But there are other teams as well. I mean, the South Central, which may not be as deep this year, but they're still going to return some.
Rondo's going to be loaded up.
Still going to have some awful good teams. So, and again, they're going to beat up on each other. So.
Well, that team
Chad
went
to freshman orientation and plucked a couple running backs
out.
There
you go. That running backs at Carlinville? You're kidding me, right?
That Roxana team you mentioned toward the bottom of the South Central Conference, they've got it. They're going to have a lot of skill players returning.
So. It's been an interesting year.
Yeah.
Very interesting year.
Yeah, so the football season was very good. Obviously, Staunton goes all the way to the state championship. Basketball, traditionally, is the stronger sport around here. And this year, again, we had very good games. We didn't necessarily have the deep postseason runs that we've had in the past. But throughout the course of the year, a lot of good ball games in the area.
This might have been the first year in about 25 that I didn't do a regional championship game on Friday night. And it was just freaky.
I bet it was weird.
It was freaky. But it happens once in a while. But again, we had great games. Almost every game we had on the radio was just a great ball game. And a lot of – we were really blessed with some great athletes around the area this year. And they entertained us a lot, both girls and boys.
Well, I'll just say girls basketball, again, was very strong in the area. Well, Southwestern and Litchfield.
Southwestern and Litchfield, just slugfest.
Mm. Then, of course, the Toppers knocking off Litchfield in both boys and girls regionals.
That was a heck of a game, that girls game.
That was a great ball game.
Oh, man.
Great ball game.
You know, when it comes to tournament time,
anything can happen.
Survive in advance, and that's what it's all about. And you may play them 10 times and lose 9 out of 10, but it's that one game. If it's a tournament time and you win it, you move on. So,
Teek and the Toppers, he just has the knack to get his club ready for the postseason. It's a skill.
It really is. It really is. And we saw a lot of great basketball. County basketball tournament at Macoupin County turned out a lot closer and a lot more dynamic than we thought it was going to be. I'll be honest with you.
The end of that girls' championship.
Oh, my gosh. And I was at Litchfield that night, you know, with the Litchfield tournament championship game. But, I'm kind of listening, and I'm going, wow.
Well, poor Southwestern. That heartbreaking loss and then the travesty that was the sectional game. Yeah. But they lost, I think, two games, maybe three. I can't remember now. I think it was three.
At the end, right?
At the end.
Yeah.
Two of the games they lost at the buzzer.
Yeah, they're going to remember that next
year. They're not going to forget it. They're not going to forget it.
And it's going to be it's amazing what motivates teams.
Right. Well,
you know, and that sort of thing. And Steve Woolley, you know, Steve's mellowed out over the years and everything. But as far as intensity is concerned for the team and the team's play, it's there. And he will not let them forget that.
But they don't want to forget. I remember interviewing Maddie Greeley after they won the regional. And she flat out said, thank you to Litchfield for beating us last year.
Yeah.
Used it as motivation all summer long. So, look out.
Yeah.
Birds are coming.
Boy, we're gonna have
again.
We're going to have some great guard play in the area, I think, next year with the girls at basketball. And, of course, I think we need to mention that we had some junior high basketball teams that did very well. Of course, Hillsboro girls won a state championship. The boys finished second in junior high, and that was
Nokomis girls.
Nokomis girls finished
fourth
at in their tournament. And we had three IESA games on.
They know you very well.
Well,
I think the
I got Nicole Schaffel Bauer. I ran into her. I think on all three tournaments from the IESA. So.
I don't think we covered, but I think Southwestern Middle School boys.
They went to the quarters, I think. I think so, but gosh, that's so far long ago. It seems like
it's amazing how
it's
like, man, that was just this year.
Well, and you know, and we have to switch gears from basketball to baseball and softball, and sometimes you just have to put that stuff out of your mind. But it was a good run, and you know, kudos to the Dragons basketball teams and to and to Nokomis for their success this year. So, junior high success does not necessarily mean success at the high school level, but it's certainly a great place to start.
And we saw that great group of Mount Olive freshmen this year that had all the success at the junior high level. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, they competed a lot better as basically an all-freshman team in basketball than I thought they would be able to do. They did a fantastic – in that county tournament, I mean, they were with Southwestern.
They had Southwestern on the ropes.
They did.
They had them on the ropes. And the intensity level for the Mount Olive girls off the charts, I think. They had a – you know, not having a softball team last year, they went to regional and go to the sectional.
With nine kids.
With nine kids, basically. So that's a group to watch. If there are only freshmen and this freshman group will stay together and they all stay out – you can only hope that, you know, great things are going to happen for the Cats.
What they really need, though, is they need somebody who's in seventh or eighth grade to be able to step up here and compliment them.
So, and it's so important. People, you know, you got to have numbers to run the programs. You may only play five at a time or nine at a time, but you got to have numbers. You got to have some extras. You've got to have people that you can practice against.
Yes.
That's how you keep programs alive. So, I'm glad for the Mount Olive girls. Very successful. Good group of athletes, too. Good kids.
Yes.
Good kids. I remember talking to them when they won the state championship. Just great kids. And I wish them a lot of success.
So. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We talk a lot about baseball and softball throughout the year. Don't talk as much about track and field, but, boy, we had some local athletes do very well at the state finals last week, and we're going to talk about that following this break.
The Jacoby Arts Center is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to cultivate the development and economic success of artists. The Jacoby Arts Center offers programming in all areas of art, visual, performing, and literary. Their stunning gallery presents works of regional and national artists. And the Artist Shop showcases items in a variety of media while providing artists with a retail outlet to their audience. Visit the Jacoby Arts Center located at 627 East Broadway in Alton.
Hello, I'm Melissa Van Giesen, certified licensed athletic trainer at Teamwork Rehab. If you have a sport-related injury, come see us at Teamwork Rehab. We provide athletic training services to all local area athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab offers free injury screening to all athletes and weekend warriors. Don't suffer with an injury. Give us a call at 532-4160 to make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
And at 9:42, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest. In Carlinville and Jacksonville, you'll find it at CarQuest. Cloudy skies for today. There's a chance for occasional showers, so expect a high today of around 80 degrees. Cloudy skies continuing on for tonight with still a chance for some rain. Expect a low of around 60. For tomorrow, becoming sunny, expect a high Sunday of around 80. And then the extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers Monday night through Wednesday. Expect highs in the upper 70s. The lows will be of around 65 degrees. And at 9:42, we have a temperature reading of 76 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest. In Carlinville and Jacksonville, you'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement. Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:44, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you, Tobin. I just real quickly just got a phone call. In Cahokia Township, Sunset Road going to be closed from Franke Road East to Prospect Road. That is for culvert replacement. Going to be closed for about a week.
Oh. Alrighty.
Tis the season.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the country roads this winter, we talked about schools just getting out because of the nasty winter. Boy, these roads have taken a beating from the nasty winter. So lots of work ahead for the road crews.
Yeah. So be patient.
Please.
We want them in shape for the next winter.
That's right. You got to get them fixed so they can get torn up again.
Well, let's hope the next winter's not nearly as rough. So
we can hope.
We can hope.
We can hope.
So we were talking about track, Tim, and the success we had. That let's go start with some junior high kids and some top 10 finishes here in the IESA 2A track and field meet. In girls, 7th grade, Riley Baker from Southwestern finished 5th in the 200, 7th in the 100-meter dash. There are 4x200 relay team finished 7th. In the 8th grade, Lauren Sullivan from Carlinville finished 4th in the shot, 6th in the discus. 7th grade boys, Joe Fisher from Staunton tied for 8th. Jordan Gregg from Hillsboro tied for 8th in the shot. And the Staunton 4x100 team finished 9th. And Daniel Card finished 3rd in the discus.
Card.
We've heard that name.
Card. Huh.
Yes.
I think they're good.
I think they're good to go, yes. In the IHSA track and field girls meet at the at O'Brien Stadium in Class 1A, Kaylee Morris from Gillespie finished 3rd in the high jump, 10th in the triple jump, and 12th in the long jump. Tatum Rosentrader from Gillespie finished 6th in the 300-meter hurdles, and Megan Staten from Carlinville finished 6th in the discus, and in, Maddie Carter from Greenville, 5th in the pole vault in Class 2A. In 1A boys track and field, Marcus Sitko, we mentioned his name a few times over the year.
What an athlete.
Yeah, finished 2nd in the long jump. Tom Rentz from Litchfield finished 8th. Of course, Jack Denby from Carlinville was the state champion in pole vault this year, and he not only was the state champion, but he broke all sorts of records for the Cavalier track team. Noah Calvert from Hillsboro finished 4th in the pole vault. Daniel Ryan from North Max, 6th in the discus. Drew Cook from Gillespie, 2nd in the 300 hurdles. Cole Deming finished 6th there. Corey Landon finished 7th in the 1,600-meter run. And in the 4x100 relay, the Staunton team of Blake Kinder, Jonathan Ellison, Ethan Mullenix, and Marcus Sitko finished 7th. And the Southwestern team of Ryan Gaken, Doug Grizzle, Trent Hagen, and J.P. Mueller finished 9th. And in 2A, Devin Lightshoe finished 8th in the 300-meter hurdles. So there you go. Some track and field stuff for you.
Congratulations to all those local kids who showed very well.
Yeah. We had a good year. Athletic-wise.
It was a fantastic year.
Fun year.
And it's over now.
It is. So we'll catch our breath. We'll re-gear and get ready for another exciting season of high school sports, which we thoroughly enjoy bringing you. And thanks to all of our sponsors. You know, without them, none of this happens. So please patronize all those folks that you heard throughout the year and say thank you to them because it's important. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And before long, we'll be talking football.
What'd you say, 12 weeks away yesterday?
12 weeks away yesterday, yeah. So.
It'll 3 months.
3 months.
Man.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Cardinal baseball coming up today, 11:10 on AM 1540. Cardinals in Toronto to take on the Blue Jays. We'll have live coverage today and tomorrow, 11:10 on AM 1540.
Well, a note about college basketball, and of course this thing with North Carolina and Rashad McCants. And I think this is going to open up a can of worms.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you?
I'm shocked that something like that would go on at a fine institution like North
Carolina.
It also
wouldn't surprise me if, because it's North Carolina, the NCAA decided we need to sweep this under the rug as quickly as possible.
Of course. It's North Carolina. It's Jordan's school. They can't do anything wrong. They're infallible.
If you haven't heard, one of the players from the 2005 team, the national championship.
The beat Illinois.
Yeah, the beat Illinois.
Yep.
In the title game.
Yep. Said that he cheated. He had a tutor taking all of his tests and doing all of his work, and he said that Coach Williams knew 100% that this was happening, and, of course, Coach Roy Williams says, I strongly disagree. That's a quote. I strongly disagree.
That's what he said? Mm-hmm. Didn't call him a liar.
And the 15 other players that were on the roster kind of got together and says, hey, we're backing the coach. This is not true. We all went to class. So the
truth probably lies somewhere in the middle of all that spin.
Probably. But what does this mean to the NCAA, number one, with integrity? It's North Carolina. Are we going to see an investigation? Okay.
Well, if you remember, it was a few years ago, the North Carolina football program had the exact same issue. And I guess from what I've read, Rashad McCants, the player, was talking about these African-American studies classes that were basically fluff classes, non-existent courses that you didn't have to show up for. That's what he was taking. That's what got the football program in trouble, was that exact very same system. Right. So I don't know how the NCAA ignores it.
Oh, well, I don't see that how they ignore it. Plus, I think the ongoing situation with Northwestern football and players wanting to be paid for representing the colleges they play for because of the amount of gazillions of dollars that are generated by the TV networks.
You saw this week, too, that some of the big SEC football schools were basically telling the NCAA, hey, if you're going to try to tie our hands behind our back here, we'll just leave, start our own division, and do our own thing.
Well,
and it's all the almighty dollar.
It's all the almighty dollar. And I would not be surprised to see the NCAA basically blown apart.
That'd be fantastic.
It would be great. It'd be the greatest thing for that level of sports.
They don't do anything except get in the way. They fine you for getting a free cheeseburger. You know, get paid $200,000 to go to the school. That's fine. But don't take the free cheeseburger once you're there.
And again, maybe the solution is somewhere between a players' union and a new NCAA or an NCAA that's revamped. I don't know. But certainly it's trying times, I think, for college athletics now. And
join the NAIA. Just do that.
Well, but that's just a smaller version of the NCAA, though.
Yeah.
Is it, though?
Yes, it is. See, that's the problem. You get these fraudulent institutions that put in, you know, a president and all these different people, and they start making rules. But no one has to follow them. They can just, we don't need you.
And something along the same line, of course, the Illinois General Assembly was investigating the Illinois High School Association, which is a volunteer organization. Nobody's forced to join it. You know, you don't have to be a member. You don't have to do anything. I mean, and you have voting privileges, and it's not shocking that the person who brought this before the committee didn't even know that it was not part of the state of Illinois.
When you have to stop and think, what's more fraudulent, the NCAA or the Illinois General Assembly? When you actually have to have an honest conversation about that question, that really tells you all you need to know.
Well, I was just, you know, I just thought there are, when you take a step back and put things in perspective, there are a lot more things important in the state to talk about than the HSA.
Yeah.
But you have Chicagoland legislators who are trying to get the, and I think this is what's driving everything. They want access to the money from the TV revenue, which a U.S. court, federal court, has upheld as being perfectly legal and perfectly sanctioned by organizations like the IHSA. But they want a state tournament in Chicago, basketball tournament. I think that's part of the driving motivation.
We've talked about that before.
And a 3A, 4A, I could certainly see.
You see the IHSA, they split off some of the other events from small school
baseball
to big school. That makes perfect sense to have the small school tournament in Peoria or Champaign.
So why do you want to stir the pot up like this? Why don't you just ask him? Say, hey guys, what would it take to do this?
Right. And we know what it would take.
Yeah.
Money. Just pay him.
Yeah. Marty Hickman, what would it take? Well, if you got the dough, baby, we got the show.
There you go.
It's America. That's how we do it.
Yes. And I mean, I'm sure the IHSA would love to have the big school tournament.
Oh, sure.
It's something they've talked about.
Oh, you know they talk about it all the time. They all the time. You know, the problem is different venues mean different travel considerations for members of the IHSA. You know, they're basically based in the central part of the state, and most of the competition is in the central part of the state as far as state titles are concerned. But
you know,
so if it's a couple of 3 weekends of travel,
a weekend trip to Chicago is just awful. Who wants to do that?
You don't think they could write that off? You know,
nobody wants to spend a weekend in Chicago. There's nothing to do up there. Why would you want to do that?
So, anyway,
but it is amazing. We talked about it last week with the Clippers selling for $2 billion.
Oh,
just
God.
How much money is involved all over? And now apparently, a report this week, the Knicks are reportedly worth $3 billion.
Oh, really?
But, yeah, but where does it end?
Yeah,
you know.
Well, you can say $2 billion, $3 billion, but
they're just numbers. It's monopoly money.
Until you get
to,
Manchester United or, you know, Real Madrid, just chump change.
Yeah, but those their projections aren't as high as some of those numbers. They might be now.
Yeah.
You know, very well. They would have to be now,
But
it's just staggering to think even, you know, how money affects the high school
level. Oh, sure. Sure it does. And if one of the interesting stories that came out this week was the fact that with the World Cup a week away in Brazil, well, the train people and the subway people and the taxicab people all on strike.
Huh.
Amazing.
Turns out they have some power now.
How about that? How about that? So
sounds like something they should have looked into before they
this, you know,
before they had
well,
it hosted.
This whole thing, if it actually comes off without a hitch, is going to be amazing because it's been a cluster from the get-go.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
When they awarded not only the World Cup, but the Olympics.
Well, by the time the Olympics are there, they'll probably be ready to host the World Cup.
Perhaps. Perhaps. Yeah. Whew, man.
It'll be very interesting. Well, you think about all the angst there was leading up to those Winter Games in Sochi just now. That ended up fine. Yeah. But, boy, the odds of Brazil pulling off the World Cup and the Olympics.
I don't like it.
Pretty long odds there.
Yeah. Anyway,
speaking of the World Cup,
yes,
saw a great story. Apparently, a Ghana witch doctor has put a curse on Ronaldo's leg because he's injured right now. A curse has been applied by the witch doctor of Ghana.
Ronaldo is one of the big time players in on the world scene as far as soccer.
Portugal,
from and he's a stud.
Oh, he's a stud. Yeah. But I saw that
the witch doctor.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But, I mean, that is the passion
that
99% of the world has for soccer. Basically, everywhere that's not America, that's how they feel about soccer.
And they keep talking about soccer in America, growing, and it is growing. But when America's league, like the Major League Soccer League, which is a good league, it's a good place to start, but until they get big-name players and speed up the game and play more of a what I want to call freewheeling, wide-open style of
in
soccer.
Their prime. Big league players in the prime.
Big
that's
league
it
players
right
in
there.
Their prime, you know, until
you
they
know,
get
Pele
that.
Not when he's 40.
Sure, sure. You know, that's when American soccer could take off and just dominate everything. But I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Right now, the MLS is the European Basketball League.
Right, right.
That's what it is.
Right. I hope people are not satisfied with it, you know, soccer fans. But they may have to be.
Well, right. So, you got to be realistic. Jurgen Klinsmann is realistic. He flat out said, "We have no chance to win the World Cup.
Yeah.
Cannot do it."
Yeah.
Yes, you are correct, sir.
Yes,
you're correct.
You're in the category of death.
Yes, sir. You have no chance.
Yeah. So, Team USA. By the way, if you haven't seen the drawing, you know the division they're in.
You'd be lucky to win a game.
Yeah.
Be lucky to score a goal.
No, they'll probably score a
they'll
goal.
Score a
you
goal.
Score?
They'll score. They'll score
okay.
one.
But we put the over-under of American goals in the World Cup.
Oh.
I'll put the number at 1.5. Over or under 1.5
I would say
goals.
They get a solid 2.
Well, you're guaranteed 3 games, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say they get 2. They're going to score 2 goals the entire.
Boy, I don't know, man. I could see them scoring 1 goal and getting shut out twice, personally.
Well, you also got to take into account one of their goals they scored in the last World Cup was, you know, one that slipped by the goalie. He stopped it, and then it rolled by, so there's always that chance that one of those goals could be because of the other team.
We're banking on the other team shooting it in our net. Does that count?
Sure.
The own goal situation.
Yeah, the own goal. Maybe somebody has something like that. One will be pure. You know, one will be pure. The U.S. skill player scoring.
What I mean, anything.
Yeah. Well,
you're the soccer guy.
Well,
can they score a goal a game?
No. Yeah. Yeah. I think they'll score 5 or 6 goals.
They'll score 5 or 6 goals.
Sure. Yeah. I don't necessarily think they're going to win. That's the problem.
Right.
You know, but there are some suspected defenses that they could maybe score on, but. They've got some very potent offenses to deal with. And I'm not sure the back end of the Team USA is solid.
Who's the favorite to win the World Cup? I don't even know. Is it Brazil?
Spain.
They're the defending champs.
But, you know, Brazil, when you're playing in your home country, there's always a good chance that you're going to be.
And it's been a while since Brazil's been in the final.
Boy, if they could get a Brazil-Spain final, they'd be.
Oh, my God.
They'd be in soccer heaven or football heaven, as it would be.
Football heaven on the worldwide stage. Yeah. That would be.
That'd be one of the biggest sporting events of all time.
Oh, that'd be, you know, the Yankees-Cubs in the World Series. Ten times bigger.
Yeah, I mean, it would be bigger than really anything we can comprehend in American sport, like as far as, like, global implications.
It would have the global impact of the moon landing. That's how many people, you know, the percentage of people on the planet that would watch that sort of event, probably.
Yeah, I mean, we get so caught up in our American bubble and, like, you know, the things we like. But, you know, the rest of the world. Soccer's it. That's first,
football.
Second, and third.
Oh, my gosh. And they live it, and they eat it, and they drink it, and they sleep it. And it's nothing to camp out for 2 weeks in front of a soccer stadium and wait for the darn place to open up.
Awesome passion.
Yeah.
Awesome passion.
All I can say is thank goodness for HDTV.
Yes.
I'll be sitting comfortably watching the World Cup. So.
Good luck to Pleasant Plains today as they play for the 2A Baseball State Championship. Good luck to the Cardinals.
Stop by next week and say hello to us at the Chili Dome in Farmersville.
That's
we'll be
exactly
broadcasting
right.
from Irish Days.
We'll have Cardinal Baseball for you this morning, 11:10 on AM 1540. We're out of time. For Tobin Ott, David Jenkins, Terry Tote, I'm Tim Mize. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville.
NBC News Radio, I'm Alex Witt. A memorial service is underway.